بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه ان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ان ادنى مقعد احدكم من الجنة ان يقول له تمنى فيتمنى فيقول له هل تمنيت؟ فيقول نعم، فيقول له فإن لك ما تمنيت ومثله معه. In this hadith, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who will get the lowest stage in Jannah, and according to other riwayat, it is this person that will have to enter into Jahannam because of his sins. And then finally that he will enter also. In other words, the last person to enter Jannah, it will be said to him, either Allah Ta'ala will tell him directly, or an angel, Farishta, will tell him, and يَقُولَ لَهُ tamanna, wish whatever you would like to have, wish for it. And we can imagine here in this dunya, if we did not have to make effort for anything, just by wishing we get something. A person wishes whatever he can have, and let his thoughts run loose and wild, and let him wish whatever he can have. We can't imagine what that person will wish, but in Jannah, where the wishes of a person, the Jannah will start where the wishes of a person ends in this world. That will be the starting point of Jannah. And we must also remember that this is the last person that will be entering Jannah. So those who will enter before that, what and what won't they get? So when it will be told to him, wish just whatever you wish that you would like, wish for it. فَيَتَمَنَّى وَيَتَمَنَّى. He will wish and he will wish. فَيَقُولُ لَهُ. And then it will be said to him, هَلْ تَمَنَّيْتَ. Have you completed your wishing now? That what things that would you like to have in Jannah? فَيَقُولُ نَعَمْ. He will say, yes, I've wished for everything. فَيَقُولُ لَهُ. Then it will be said to him, فَإِنَّ لَكَ مَا تَمَنَّيْتَ. All that you had wished for, you will have all that also. وَمِثْلَهُ. And not only that, the like of it also. In other words, Allah will double it up and give it to you. What you couldn't even wish for, which you couldn't even imagine or think of, Allah will give you that also. وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ. Yeah, in this riwayat it comes that the person will wish twice, whereas we have read other riwayat where up to 10 times that person will wish and Allah Ta'ala will give him. In other riwayat we read that the person who will have the lowest stage of Jannah will have 10 times the size of this dunya, and everything of this dunya 10 times the size of it. The ulama explained this, that yeah, where it is said to wish, and he will wish, and he will wish. It isn't limited to the number 2, but it is that he will still wish even more. As it has come in the other riwayat, he will wish up to 10 times what were things Allah he would like to have, and Allah will grant it to him. The explanation of that was that this is a riwayat, a narration of the beginning stages of Nabuwah. At that time it was so much that he wished for 2 times. Later on Allah increased it and increased it, and up to 10 times he will wish. So we cannot imagine how much Allah Ta'ala will give that person. Of course, that is in Akhirat, that is by Allah Ta'ala in Jannah. But the place to work for it is now. Now we have to make effort for deen, we have to bring deen into our lives, and we have to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And this will be that person that will go to Jahannam, and he will have to pay for his sins. And for how long he's going to stay there? To get an idea, yeah, we can just boil a kettle of water and forget touching that boiling water, just the steam of it, see if we can just put our finger in there, if we can tolerate that steam. Take a match, light it, and just burn ourselves or something. We can't take the small little flames, then the fire of Jahannam, and for how long a person, of course it is that whatever a person who lives pure and clean, which is almost impossible besides the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, we all make mistakes. If we make tawbah, Allah accepts the tawbah, we are free. And a person has to continuously make tawbah, we don't know when mort will overtake a person. So we have to make tawbah, and there are many amal by which Allah forgives our sins also. So we should do that also. And if after, just after that we fast away with a clean sheet, having all our sins redeemed and forgiven, then that person will go straight to Jannah. But if we die with sins on us, then and we did not make tawbah from them, then Allah Ta'ala forgives them, and if He does not forgive them, then we have to go to Jahannam. May Allah save us all, our children, our progeny, everyone. It is no small thing, and today we live our lives as if Jahannam doesn't exist, as if we are farishtas and angels, that we have done nothing wrong and that we are pure. But if we think of it, it is very, very difficult, and we have to consider it. So anyway, this person who will burn for so long, and it is not an easy thing, he is going to get so much. And the person who goes straight to Jannah, what won't he get? And then all the pious and righteous, those who sacrificed and gave their lives, not only their lives, but they gave their families also. They sacrificed everything. What won't their stages be? So here is the time now, this little time Allah has given us, to make effort for that eternal, everlasting life. May Allah give us tawfiq.